What is going on, guys? Welcome back to Kenny the Sports Guys Podcast, and today I will be sharing my top 10 MLB stadiums. I have been to 7 stadiums in my life, and my goal is to visit all 30 Major League Baseball ballparks. Please subscribe to my channel at Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. So, the reason why I have decided to do an episode on this is because a couple of years ago, I started this journey on visiting all 30 MLB stadiums. Since I live in New York, obviously, with the Yankees and Mets. Then I started to branch out visiting stadiums such as Wrigley Field and the Rogers Center. I was supposed to go to other stadiums this year, but due to the coronavirus pandemic, that was near impossible. I love visiting baseball stadiums and I wanted to visit more when things are getting back to normal. With that said, here are my top 10 stadiums in Major League Baseball. My number one stadium on this list is Wrigley Field in Chicago, Illinois, home of the Chicago Cubs. I went to the stadium in Chicago 2 years ago with my friend Will, and I have to tell you, it's a stadium that you need to visit when you have a chance. When you enter, you are greeted with some of the most friendliest ushers I have ever seen. Seriously, they are fantastic. I remember going up to my seat and was in awe of the field. It truly felt like I was back in the 1910s. The atmosphere was incredible. Also, the surrounding of the ballpark was full of life with bars and restaurants. Side note, Murphy's Bar is a staple in Chicago and I highly recommend visiting it. My second stadium on this list is Citi Field, home of the New York Mets. I have been to this stadium multiple times and I have to say that it's better than Yankee Stadium. It feels like it has been built for the fans. The Jackie Robinson Rotunda is incredible. And also they have a Shake Shack, which is a win in my book. If only the team was better though. Number 3 on my list is Fenway Park in Boston, Massachusetts, home of the Boston Red Sox. I have never been here, but I will when we are allowed to go back to baseball games. I mean, what can you say about the stadium? Something about its rich history and seeing the field that Red Sox great Ted Williams and Dave Ortiz played at. Also, the Green Monster is probably the most unique thing on the baseball field. Hopefully, I get to explore its hallowed halls very soon. Number 4 on my list, T-Mobile Park in Seattle, Washington, home of the Seattle Mariners. Perhaps the stadium that no one comes to visit. I visited this stadium a couple years ago, and I have to say it's a gorgeous ballpark. It takes a while to get there, but it will be worth it. For a stadium that opened 21 years ago, it still looks brand new. I remember sitting in the bleacher section on top of the scoreboard and was amazed by the sightlines. Although I didn't catch any baseballs, it was worth it to get those seats. Also, they are the only stadium in Major League Baseball that serves fried grasshoppers. I am not making it up. Actually, I have tried it, and it tastes like chicken. If you in the area and you are bold and adventurous, I highly recommend the fried grasshoppers. Seriously, T-Mobile Park is a very underrated jewel. Number 5 on my list is Yankee Stadium, home of the New York Yankees, and is located in New York, New York. I have been here a million times, and my thoughts remain the same. This stadium is built for the rich. The stadium is very beautiful with its gorgeous design and its massive great halls, but it is not the same as old Yankee Stadium. It doesn't have the atmosphere that the old one had. The hollow grounds of Yankee Stadium has been replaced with advertising and ridiculously overpriced seats. Even season and nosebleeds can cost a bundle. Many fans will come to the stadium to see the Yankees, but it's becoming more and more unaffordable to go to a ball game, especially for a family of 4 or 5. The stadium is beautiful, but it's getting more and more expensive. Number 6 on my list is the Rogers Center in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, home of the Toronto Blue Jays. Before they went to Buffalo for a year, the Blue Jays played in Toronto. They will be back to Toronto next year, but the Rogers Center isn't that bad. Since it's an old stadium, its design is a little out of whack, but when you see the field, you will be in shock. What strikes me is the nearby CN Tower hovering over the stadium. From your seat, you can make out people walking on top of the tower. They look like ants. Anyway, as for the field, not a bad view. The roof doesn't play a factor in your sightline ushers were very friendly and surrounded the areas full of life. With the team doing well this season, you can assume that more fans will come pack the center. Side note, the Blue Jays have one of the best color schemes in all of baseball. Number 7 on my list is Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago, Illinois, home of the Chicago White Sox. This stadium is, well, very interesting. It's not bad, but it's not great. It's one of the remaining cookie-cutter stadiums of the 1990s, and it didn't age well. The field is okay. Nothing to write home about. Went to a couple of games there a couple of years ago. I had a blast, but I just think that this stadium needs a lot of renovation. It just looks like a generic stadium. Number 8 on my list is Dodger Stadium, home of the Los Angeles Dodgers in Los Angeles, California. I have never been to this stadium, but someday I will. I have only seen photos of it. Although it's an old stadium, it still looks beautiful. The Dodgers have been good for a very, very long time. And at this rate, they will continue to do so. Number 9 on my list is PNC Park in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, home of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Perhaps the most beautiful stadium of all of baseball. So why is it in the bottom of my list? Because of the team. The team has been struggling for the last couple of years. And the reason why people see the Pirates. When the Pirates are good, I go visit the stadium because it is so picturesque. And finally, number 10 on my list is Camden Yards, home of the Baltimore Orioles, located in Baltimore, Maryland. What can you say about the stadium? This stadium is beautiful, but it has one fatal flaw. The team. The team has been terrible for the last 3 years or so, and many people are not going to the game. Like, it came to a point where the Orioles organization made a rule that all kids that attend the games can go for free. I mean, I've never been to the stadium before, and I would love to, but I just wish the Orioles were good. I mean, although the ticket price is going to be cheap, I have to visit this majestic stadium because of its beauty. Like, the design is beautiful. The warehouse looming over the stadium is such a majestic sight. You have the scoreboard in right, which is kind of like a mini Gray Monster. I mean, although the Orioles suck from time to time, it's a stadium that you have to visit. Well, folks, there we have it. My top 10 MLB stadiums from across the league. Do you agree with my list? I hope so. If not, you can just debate with me on Twitter at KennyTheSportsGuy or on Instagram at Kenny_Sports. Until the next episode, see ya.